Missouri Net News is presented by State Technical College of Missouri. With an average placement rate of 95%, State Tech graduates are in high demand. Visit statetechmo.edu.
A state lawmaker is proposing to keep police report details private for certain victims. Elisa Nelson has more.
After surviving a suicide attempt last year, St. Louis Representative Janice Monticello wants to change state law to protect the privacy of people in similar situations. She thinks some police report details should be kept private because she says her rights were violated when a newspaper reported her attempt. The bill would be for cases of suicide, attempted suicide, sexual assault, and other sexual offenses. Elisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
One bill the State House sent to the Senate before spring break began would require school districts to have and annually review anti-bullying policies. Mike Lear files this report.
The House has passed several times in recent years bills requiring anti-bullying policies in Missouri schools, but none have become law. Blue Springs Republican Sheila Solon says such policies protect children.
Words are bullying, and words can hurt children for a lifetime.
Democrats, including Randy Dunn of Kansas City, say the bill does not go far enough because it makes blanket prohibition on bullying of any student and does not identify groups who are more likely to be bullied, such as lesbian, gay, and transgender students.
It provides teachers with more tools and resources to be able to better identify when bullying is taking place or what forms of bullying may be taking place and what characteristics they should be looking out for as relates to the student. Students who are more likely to be subjected to bullying.
The bill also requires districts to adopt a policy for identifying students at risk of suicide. Bullying legislation has often run into trouble in the Senate, and business there has been slowed in recent weeks. Mike Lear, Missouri Net.
You're listening to news on Missouri Net. A Rolla woman is in the Phelps County Jail facing charges of sexually abusing a boy. 43-year-old Nicole Bowen has been charged for abusing the boy from November of last year until just last month. A mental health liaison program was created in Missouri a couple of years ago, and Senate Democrat leader Joe Kaveny thinks it should be strengthened.
So often people, you know, with mental health, people just don't know where to turn. So they're providing a very important service.
Kaveny wants the legislature to add money to the mental health budget to support such programs. A 15-month-old boy is in the hospital after being pulled from a garden fish pond last week in the eastern Missouri town of Troy. The boy was found by family members in the pond, unconscious and not breathing. First responders were able to revive him. He's listed in critical condition. One person is in the hospital, and one person has died following a weekend house fire in Stone County. Investigators say a propane tank was involved. The hospitalized man tried to return into the structure to save his mother, who died in the fire. You're listening to news on Missouri Net.